Hey everyone, I'm Madonna. This is David, and we're here for to chat about the way the brain gets programmed. So in my kinesiology world, I've been doing it nearly 30 years, and I think of it as the brain is like a computer, and it's programmed by the people around us, and it's programmed by the thoughts and the systems that happen within our brain. So when we are taking in information, when we are hanging around certain people, when we are taking in data from the computer, from our teachers, from our school friends, this is all programming our brain in a certain way for either success or not, or challenges. And we sort of always joke in kinesiology that the brain's a computer, but it's programmed by a 2-year-old. Yeah, because by the time we're two, so many of our patterns have already been set up.
Well, they formed in the lower part of the brain, which is hard to change.
Yeah,
They
and
kind of, it's almost hardwired.
it's before logical and creative reasoning comes into play, because they don't really come in until about 2 years old. So it's all the primitive reflexes that are actually involved in allowing us to formulate the way our brain functions. But I agree, it's sort of hardwired to a certain extent, which is why it's always impressive that people can change.
Yeah, well, I guess the brain grows from the bottom up or the inside out, because when during gestation and after birth, it's actually the lower regions that develop first around the brain stem. And of course it's all there, but the neural networks start developing in the lower brain earlier. So they grow all the time, because our brain's all neural networks. And the thing is about the top parts of the brain, they develop much later. So the whole cortex area, the prefrontal, that doesn't finish growing till about 25, they've worked out now. So really, but these ones grow really early. And this isn't my area of expertise, but when there's like trauma, right, in under that 3 year old, you'll end up with problems that are not logically accessible to people. Like, for example, if you're older and you're in vocal range, if something happens to a kid, they can sort of explain what it is. But when it's like earlier, no one can explain unless the parents can indicate what happened, which might have been a major stress response or grief response, which damaged the neural networks. Like, they find kids that come from more neglect or trauma, the neural networks in the lower part of the brain, just they're just not as intense.
That's
So
really interesting.
they don't grow as intense. They're very lightweight, light on. And so getting them to regrow is a bit of a specialty that's a bit beyond me, but I know that's how it works.
Well, that's why visualization and, well, certainly kinesiology tools, and
Oh,
I'm
of
sure
course.
some of your processes do this, because
Yeah,
when we
well,
are
I just
visualizing
don't
anything, when
just
we're
visualize
visualizing,
creative work.
the creative work, you can't see anything in your brain, and when, sorry, that your brain doesn't. So once you start seeing something in your brain doesn't know whether it's real or imaginary. And this is why it's so scary for kids to watch scary movies. So if kids watch a scary movie, their brain doesn't know whether it's real or imaginary, because they're simply seeing it. So they don't have that cognitive,
That can
conscious thinking.
continues throughout adult life. And they've done recent tests have shown, the studies showed that if somebody, they got people to do things like practice guitar lessons or imagining practicing guitar lessons. That was one thing. They did a whole bunch of things where
They've
you
done
do
it
the
with
thing,
basketball. They've done it with all sorts of things.
and the people who just imagined it, skills increased as much as the people who did
I
it.
know. They've been doing that sort of study for years.
Right, well, they've done recent ones that have really made that a big thing. So that's a bit strange, isn't it, when it comes to this concept of how vulnerable we are to thinking and ways of thinking, and then therefore thinking and talking and living environments, how much they can affect it.
So in my Prakky Excellence class on Monday
Oh,
morning,
I didn't think I'd have anything today.
well, it is interesting, because when we are thinking and visualizing something, that's why the opposite of that is so important as well. So it's one thing to have the negative thing. So just say your parents are fighting, you go into your bedroom, you're imagining how bad it is. That's as powerful from a negative perspective as it is to go into that bedroom, closing your eyes, imagining yourself in a safe, beautiful space. Imagining a safe space where your parents are happy, imagining a safe space where you're walking through a garden.
We don't
You
get
know?
really much training like that.
No, but that's why it's so empowering. And it's why things like, you know, because when I did kinesiology, counseling kinesiology about 25 years ago, that was one of the techniques that we were taught was visualization, muscle testing, how people were before and after visualization. It makes a
Visualization is a big
huge
part of
difference.
strategies like NLP,
Yes, absolutely.
which is interesting.
Yeah, and
Because they kind of in
hypnotherapy.
counseling, they almost call that a pseudoscience NLP.
Yeah.
It got like railed for some reason, even though
Yeah.
when you look it up, they're fairly robust categories in NLP.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I read Anthony Robbins' book about 30 years ago,
Oh, he's an NLP guy.
he's an NLP guy. So I sort of worked with him first. I didn't work with him, but I read his book and I had the CD, you know,
Well, if you want to be successful,
the cassettes in those days. And
which is
so,
programming, right?
yeah, and I was sort of listening to him and paying attention to him at the same time I was learning naturopathy, and then I did massage, and then I did kinesiology. So it's sort of like it ended up marrying it all back together again by the time I did Gordon Dixon's counseling kinesiology course. Anyway, it was all very cool. But yeah, so the brain can be programmed. So because the brain can be programmed, every time we're visualizing something new, something exciting, something that we want to be able to do, we're creating new neural networks to allow that to be the truth for our body, mind, soul.
And which would be completely congruent with the idea that you can stimulate neuroplasticity and
Absolutely.
therefore grow new networks if the right information is put in.
Yeah. And we know that with people with, say, actually, I'll tell you a story. One of my guys, Graham, so he was in his 40s when he had a shoulder operation, died on the operating table. They could chinked him back to life. He died again. He could chinked him, and then he had a massive stroke. And then he was in a coma for about three, an induced, medically induced coma for 3 months while they were trying to reduce the inflammation in his brain. And by the time he opened his eyes again months later, you know, they told him he would never walk or, you know, basically they gave him the best news possible. You'll never walk or eat or work again. None of which was true, by the way. None of which was true. So, and this was about
Well, that
15 years
programming
ago.
didn't work.
It didn't work. But the funny thing was, so then we started using supplements to help to shrink the clot, and every month the clot was getting smaller and smaller and
Oh, this was a
smaller.
client.
And we were doing a whole bunch of things. We were using microcurrent and kinesiology and supplements and things. And so the clot was getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I've got to tell you this because it's sort of funny. So it was getting so small after 8 months that it was like tiny, tiny, tiny. And the specialist who'd see him every month said, okay, it's shrunk a bit more, but we should operate.
Is it an oncologist? Was it
No,
what was
no,
the
it was
condition?
a brain surgeon. So until it was fine, and
Oh, the clot.
he kept saying, oh, well, it's still shrinking, I'll put off my operation. Oh, well, it's still shrinking, I'll put off my operation. So finally, it was so tiny, it was the size of a couple of grains of sand. And the surgeon said, well, we better operate now before we can't find it. Not once in 8 months did they say, what are you
A
doing?
blood
This is
clot.
amazing. A huge blood clot.
And so, have you worked? How'd that person go over the long term?
He was back at work 4 months later.
Right, and did you know him for a long time after that?
I knew him for 15 years before that operation,
So,
and he just got he got his whole life back.
and he changed his lifestyle.
He lost a huge amount of weight.
Well,
He
that's a change of
was
lifestyle.
exercising. His heart actually was about 20% enlarged after the ka-chink, 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 and that went back to normal size. And the surgeons, of course, said that never happens. And I think that was a combination of, you know, Stem Enhance and, you know, lots of
Well,
magnesium, CoQ10.
it's the thing about complementary work, you know, and working in allied health. It's like there's a bit of a contradiction there sometimes where you're doing supportive care.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Because you've got, obviously, in this case, you've got the main oncologist working on the problem
Yep.
and working with the client, like in a complementary way, not doing any contradicting things, you end up with a really beautiful outcome like that, where it supports the medical treatment to such an extent where you get a really beautiful complementary outcome.
Yeah, and he was in a really high position in Queensland Fire Brigade. He got his job back.
That's
So really high stress, high level, so
well,
he did amazingly
reducing
well.
stress, and it's not making the claim to because you're not allowed to make the claim that we fix certain
No,
diseases.
of course, nothing's curable.
No, but
We
when
all
you
know
no,
that.
but when you but there's anomalies like that that are fairly regular,
Anomalies,
well, anomalies that well. Like we were talking in a meeting today, some things don't work on people, some things do, and some things you get a mid thing because of how different everybody's ecosystem of their body is for a
Absolutely,
start. Like everybody's after, no matter who you see, if you're seeing someone who's 50, they've got a different ecosystem system than the person next door
yes, and someone might be
because
on one
way
set of medications, another person might be
because
taking supplements,
yeah
some
because
people
they're
may
like.
never see sunshine, other
Because
people
there's
do,
so vari see, there's so many variations in humans. Like Carl Jung even goes to the point and he goes, the fact that we can make any statistical similarities amongst humans is incredible because they're so unique and different, each one. And he was a bit cynical on statistical data because he's like, well, show me an individual, because individuals have got different genetics, they've got different family systems, they've got different work environments, they've got different belief systems. And with all those differences, to find any common element that'll work for all people, which of course all of the healers want to find, the panacea, but we're limited in what we have and we're limited in what the things can do, and it's good to be aware of those
And
limitations
people's budgets.
and people's budgets.
And that's a problem, I reckon I could cure the world, haha. But
Yes,
not
people
everyone
could
can
afford
afford
it.
it. And that's where we really need that integrative medicine to be coming down from our government level, which isn't going to happen
Well, one thing that
anytime
is
soon.
happening is that on the internet, there's a lot of information available so that people can do more and more advanced self-care. Like I'm fine. I think that I'm going to make a program and about a counselling, but it's program. But the thing is that I'd like to see more self-therapy. And so make things available for people that aren't too expensive, and so they can still get working on themselves. Because if you're working on yourself, whether you're working on your nutrition, whether you're working on your mental health and
Your
stress,
exercise, your
you're
body.
working on your metabolism. And so it's like you start working on those things, you're not seeing a healer yet. But when you do go get the see the healer, it'll be more efficient just because
Yes,
you
you're
already got
already doing
started.
some
There's
good
all
stuff.
because a lot of things that you pay for when you see a therapist is you're paying for time and advice. But if you can get, because I like to just give people a bit of direction, so they can in their own time they can do it and they don't have to pay for that because there's so much you can do by yourself. I love the idea of self-therapy where available.
And I've got a big list of, funny you say that, because there's a guy called Dr. Dale Bredesen, and he runs a clinic for Alzheimer's in California, I think, could be a lie, but it's somewhere over there. And actually, one of my practitioner friends in Florida, Ernesto, he's actually done Dale's training. And basically, Dale made this off-the-cuff comment one day that there's like a 36-step program to deal with Alzheimer's, except he was being sarcastic, and then he got quoted all across the states, there's a 36-step program. But he sort of had, and he never meant it to be taken literally.
But
But what he
somebody else made up some fake news
No, what well,
by repeating
yeah,
it.
that'll never happen. Anyway, the funny
No,
thing,
people are
no.
so honest, aren't
Oh,
they?
it's pretty funny. But what he did and what he meant by that was exactly like we've been saying, everyone's different. So he would go through someone. So just say David was on his way to Alzheimer's. You do all the bloods, you do the
Platelets.
genetic testing, you do the dietary stuff, you do the mineral assessment, you do the vitamin assessment, you do everything you can for that individual human being. And then you go, okay, well, your minerals are low. Let's clean up your minerals. Your vitamins are okay, so we'll leave them alone. So you work out the individual, and then you say to them, what three things are you
But my
willing?
problem isn't that I can't park straight anymore after it.
So what he ended up doing was saying, okay, now what three things are you willing to do for the next week until I, or the next month until I see you next? And it was basic stuff. Am I going to work on my hydration? Am I going to work on my sunshine? Am I going to work on walking 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes a day? So basic things to get it into the lifestyle. It might be 10 minutes sunshine
So
morning and
homework.
night. So giving people homework, so then it creates those.
Yeah, because homework is programming, right? And so it's like because with a lot of counseling things, you're getting people to practice doing the right thing, which is programming. This is what the video is about, programming.
Well, yeah, well, what we're doing to set up our neural pathways and program our brain,
Right.
absolutely.
And because we get in our lives where, we're with our family or whatever situation we're in, and we kind of get so familiar with everybody that we won't take any advice even off the people who care for us. But it's funny, we come and see a therapist, and like when I do everything they say, but I don't do that in the normal world. I'm like, and that's a nice thing when you go see somebody, it's actually you're happy to do that practice with them, try new things.
Exactly. Anyway, so I think the more that you do in your daily life, but not initially, people can do as much or as little as they want to, but it's just getting started with something. I've got a really nice list. Actually, at the end, I'll put the little list at the end of our little video. So if you want to go through there and
Little self-care list.
It's sort of got all sorts of stuff in it and just lots of. Okay, actually, it was interesting in our Kinesi training this morning. Julia, one of the ladies, was mentioning that a really deep tissue massage sometimes has the ability to stop meridian flow in our body. So again, I wonder what that's
We'll
about.
change it.
Yeah, so we want to be careful with things that are causing us pain, because pain, what can that do? If we're doing something that's causing us pain, that might be putting our brain energy back into, into our survival
Right. Well, a
areas.
typical example of things not working for some people, say you're doing kinesiology, right? I'm a guy and I don't do it, and I'm not thinking of training. But for me, it's like touching people like that isn't my nature, whereas you do it, right? And so, because I watched a video the other day about, oh, well, how do you tell people, especially if you're a guy, you think about these things more, like you have to really consent about touching, and it's like, oh, all right. Yeah, so a couple of examples of how that might work in kinesiology, you might like some people might have some trauma, right? So if you just touch them and don't tell them, they might get
Well, I
a
actually have a
flashback. Like, and
client.
especially as a guy, you think about that very carefully, especially if I was going to be working any touch stuff with girls. And another example is a lot. Often when people have got trauma, they do yoga. It brings up all sorts of terror and flashbacks and all sorts of things. Just thinking about how massage can change. Yoga especially can do that. If you've had trauma and you start, it can make people teary, it can make people remember the pain. And so a lot of these days is like yoga. And but if you can, once again online, look up trauma-informed yoga. Everybody can do it. There's heaps of stuff in the air. And then you can sort of, so much stuff you can do is practice to reprogram yourself just by going on the internet. And often I think as therapists, one thing that we do is help people go in the right direction to find things, because people find things, but they're not quite sure what they're looking for, and they might come across something that isn't as good, I suppose.
Awesome. Okay, well, hopefully that's given a bit of food for thought today. So everything we're thinking, everything we're doing is programming our brain. So that's why we've got to do some of the conscious positive things every day to keep bringing us back into center.
Yes.
Because we know that if we're not in a good space, 70 to 90% of our thoughts can be negative.
Right.
And our brain believes everything we tell it.
Isn't it
Our
incredible
brain believes everything we tell it.
how we already program ourselves often in not such a positive way?
Exactly. So we've got to start turning the focus back onto the positive, find some of those things that we can do on a daily basis, in order to help to lift our energy. That little video I did after our surrogate for Sonia the other day, I actually did a video with some of the positive affirmations from the map of consciousness.
Right.
So I just did a couple of minutes with that to help to raise our vibration. We're on our way up. 999, 999, 999.
Well, and even if you've got depression or anxiety, just that positive thinking shows that it actually, like, if you practice something in your mind, you get just as good a physical outcome, like we said at the
Absolutely.
beginning. So don't think it's a waste of time correcting your negative thoughts.
Absolutely. Every time you think you can, you're creating a new neural pathway.
Right. Incredible.
Incredible.
Plastic brain.
Plastic brain. Go the plastic brain, everyone. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
Katinka.